It's Friday, March 12th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada's governor got a coronavirus vaccination Thursday, along with grocery workers at a Las Vegas area supermarket. Governor Steve Sisolak called it important for Nevada residents to get vaccinations to protect themselves and to help the state's key tourism industry reopen. The governor, a Democrat, is 67 and was diagnosed with COVID-19 in November. He received his shot the same day a newspaper in rural Esmeralda County reported that that county has yet to receive any doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Esmeralda County has fewer than 1,000 residents and no hospital or supermarket. A sheriff's official says residents are getting vaccinated in other counties, Las Vegas and in Reno. Nevada health officials Thursday reported the single largest increase in new daily cases of COVID-19 in nearly a month. KUNR's Paul Boger has this report.
297,765 people in Nevada have contracted COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. That represents an increase of 618 cases over the previous day. And while the newest spike pales in comparison to daily case counts from earlier this year, it does represent the highest number of new daily cases Nevada has seen since mid-February. Despite the higher-than-average number of new daily cases, the state's test positivity rate remained unchanged at 6%. New data also shows that less than 350 people are currently hospitalized for confirmed or suspected COVID-19 in the state. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada's COVID-19 response team also recorded 13 additional coronavirus deaths Thursday. More than 5,000 Nevadans have died from the virus. The Washoe County Health District reported zero deaths and just 23 new cases of COVID-19 Thursday. Fewer than 2,800 cases remain active countywide. Carson City Health and Human Services is reporting 25 new cases and 57 recoveries in the Quad Counties. About 1,600 cases remain active in the areas near Carson City. And in Elko County, two new cases were reported yesterday alongside 13 recoveries. California officials are looking ahead to being able to phase out coronavirus restrictions as infection rates slow and more people get vaccinated. Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is developing a green tier in its reopening plan that would allow fewer restrictions, something officials said this summer was too far off. Meanwhile, state health officials are pushing the safety and efficacy of the new one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The state's Surgeon General was among state officials who received the vaccine Thursday at a federally funded vaccination site in Oakland. Nevada lawmakers are considering banning police departments from requiring officers to meet quotas and issue a minimum number of traffic citations. A bill in the assembly would prohibit law enforcement agencies from subjecting their officers to ticket quotas and basing promotional decisions on the number of citations issued. Police unions and criminal justice reform advocates in a Thursday committee hearing said quotas encourage confrontational policing. Lobbyists representing departments said law enforcement agency leaders need mechanisms to ensure officers respond to complaints to a sufficient extent. The quota ban is one of several policies under consideration by lawmakers in response to calls for police reform. After the latest winter storm, some Tahoe area ski resorts are extending the season. Tentative plans have Diamond Peak, Homewood, Sierra at Tahoe, and Kirkwood resorts closing on April 11th. Heavenly and North Star are expected to close the following week. Mount Rose has not settled on a closing date, but operators say the resort is typically open until the end of April. The Carson City School Board will extend in-person instruction to students in pre-kindergarten to 8th grade starting later this month. As reported by the Nevada Appeal, the school board voted this week to open elementary and middle schools Tuesday through Friday. Schedules for the district's two high schools, Carson and Pioneer, will remain unchanged. Mondays will continue to serve as remote learning days for all students. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, March 12th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.